line takes through the interception.
So we had a blitz called, and just was a great scheme by Coach Chavis, and knowing that when the blitz is coming, they check down to a slant, so I just shot down on it and happened to get a tip on it, get an interception.
What's the difference mentally in this game if y'all have so many guys out? I mean, what kind of
effect
did that
have? We had a couple people out, but we just knowing that we have other guys who can come in and contribute, and we have players all around, so we have somebody who's filling in the spot and play just as good as any.
Did y'all feel like y'all were kind of in a lull at all, missing so many guys and given the circumstance given around today's game?
Not really. We play a lot of guys anyways during the game, so it really didn't lose a step. Obviously, we lost a great pass rusher in Miles Garrett, but we still feel like we can be good.
What was that after the first play in that league for 75 yards?
That was all on us. It was nothing they did that happened on that play to make us feel like we need to change anything. We just need to correct little issues and then play the rest of the game.
What did y'all need to correct?
Just front calls and everything, just recognizing the formation and calming down. Beginning of the game, we was excited, and letting them hit us for a big one.
When that ball has popped up, take us through what's going through your mind and take us through that play in terms of following it and catching it.
Don't drop the ball. I got to catch it. It was a big play, and I had to make it.
How early in the week did y'all know that Miles wasn't going to go?
Probably yesterday. So it was something that came out of nowhere.
What's it say about you guys for the fact that you do give up the touchdown on the first play through scrimmage and then you keep them out of the end zone the rest of the game?
Just how we practice every day. We preach on just go to the next play. We can fix the last play. Just don't dwell on it.
You know, what do you think will be the difference in finishing strong this year as opposed to, you know, something that y'all haven't been able to do in the last couple of years?
Saw Tennessee come back. It's going to be games. You're going to fourth quarter, overtime, so you got to be able to finish games and just be a full game team.
Is there something this team has that the other teams may have not, the reason that things
got
to falter?
I don't know what other teams may not have. I just know we have heart and we're hungry, and we're just ready to compete every play.
Was that a deal where you couldn't help but watch what the Tennessee final?
I had to watch that. It was crazy.
Armani, can you talk about being undefeated in the SEC and all three of those wins coming on the road?
It's a good accomplishment, but we can't get complacent with that. It's great to have three road wins, but we got to move on to the next one back home next week.
What does Colin bring y'all on special teams?
Hmm?
What kind of effort do you – what do y'all think about Colin?
Unbelievable effort. He deserves to be the 12th man, and you see why. Big play, getting the fumble recovery. He works his tail off every day and shows in the game.
Anything else? Armani?